Hi, welcome to my podcast, Just Jill, where I talk about all things metaphysical, spiritual, and energetic. Each episode is a short story about my life, and where I give live examples of what I've experienced in effort to teach and to also validate your own experience. I hope you enjoy. So this episode has been requested by someone that knows me very well and has seen me through the thick and thin of it, and remembers when I started seeing certain things that, you know, through the process, I kind of forget. Like, oh yeah, I remember when that happened. So in a previous episode, I talk about signs, and I got a really big sign in the early days that I've sort of forgotten about. But I need to give you a little bit of backstory before I explain what that sign was and who came through in that moment. And I'm also going to talk about what I see, because I've heard others see something very similar. So if you are listening and you yourself have had experiences, I hope that today's episode maybe validates some of that for you and gives you some direction on where to go. So when I was, I want to say 2021, I had talked in a previous episode about past lives and going to a gentleman to give me a reading, even though I had no idea what a reading was at the time. So he interpreted energy, and I really needed clarification on a dream I'd had. I had a dream that I was reading palms in a party, and I was there with my boyfriend at the time and two other gentlemen who I didn't know. And in the dream, I'm reading my boyfriend's palm, and I'm saying things like, yes, you're going to meet this most beautiful blonde, and she'll sweep you off your feet, and you'll just ride off in the sunset together, and we're laughing and carrying on. And then these two gentlemen approached me in the dream, and all I'm seeing in the dream are the four of us, and then there are our hands. And the two gentlemen present their hands at the same time and ask, can you read our palms? And as soon as they did that, their hands lit up in colorful lines. And I immediately knew that they were going to die. And I just closed their palms. I closed their hands over their palms. And I just said, I'm just joking. I don't really know how to read palms. And I woke up. The dream was so disturbing, I went and saw this gentleman to give me a reading, who talked to me about other things, but connected me to a past life recollection that had happened when I was about 16. So fast forward a few weeks after that reading, and there was a traumatic event in my apartment building, and there was two young men who had gotten into an argument. One had shot the other, and then the one who had shot his friend proceeded to follow his friend through the apartment complex. And they both ended up in front of my door. And the one who was shot tried to get into my apartment, which he was unsuccessful and ended up dying there on my doorstep. I was not home at the time. I was living with someone who was home at the time. And then the friend who was following, who was the gunman, ended up shooting himself in the same place. So it was very tragic, these two men dying in a very traumatic way. And, you know, a few weeks after everything had sort of settled down and I'm back in routine, I'm standing in my living room. Well, I had this sort of open loft apartment, and I'm standing in my kitchen looking into my living room, unloading a dishwasher. And across the door of the open dishwasher was a figure, a sort of figure. It was an outline of a person, but the outline looked like rain on a summer day with the sun shining through it. It was sparkly. It was golden and white. And I thought there was something wrong with my eyes. And so I would scratch at my eyes and I would look away and there was nothing. And I looked back across the door of the dishwasher and the figure was still there, slightly taller than me. But there were no distinguishable features. It was just an outline. And I made at that moment, I looked across to the living room where the cat was sleeping just moments before, curled up. And the cat was now standing on all fours, with his tail in the air and fur puffed out, looking at the same spot I was looking at. That spot across the door for the dishwasher. And I just stood there staring at it for a few moments, not knowing who in the world or what in the world it was. But getting this sense of this young man that passed outside my door. He was there for maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and then gone. Or I should say they were there. Because it's different when you're coming into your gifts. You don't really understand clear cognizance or clear knowing when thoughts come in and they are not your own. It's the interpretation of energy outside of yourself. But when I look back, I know that I had a clear knowing of who that person was, and that it was one of the men who had passed outside of my door. So weeks following this period where I'd seen this man, this moment where I'd seen this man, this figure bathed in light, I continued seeing it in the most random places. Getting out of a shower, watching TV, practicing piano. It was random and they were standing in random places. But it was always the same. I rub my eyes, I look away, like I was testing it. I'm sure it's just my eyes. I kept playing it off. I know it's just my eyes. It can't be real. It wasn't long after that that I ended up moving to Seattle, Washington to start school. I lived in Seattle for a while. And it was there that I began seeing these colorful, bright, rain in sunshine-like outlines around other people. And I started drawing the conclusion that I'm starting to see the beings that are around others. I'm not just seeing the people that may have come in contact with me. And I remember I was in the admissions office, and I was speaking with the title director of admissions, and very clearly there was a figure of light standing right next to them, a little shorter than them, very bright. And I looked like a crazy person because I kept looking to her right. And again, lasted maybe 30 seconds and then it was gone. But it started coming more frequently. And then eventually I got a part-time job working in a high-rise in downtown Seattle while I was in school. And I was sitting at my desk typing away. I don't know, I was doing claim intake or something. And in front of me, in front of my computer screen, like directly in front of me, was the twinkling light. And I rolled my chair out a bit. Like, it was so close. It was just in my face. It was just this rain-like light. So I pushed my chair back and I could see this full figure standing in front of me and got this overwhelming sense of my grandmother, my father's mother, the most beautiful lady, and all of her rose-scented jammies and warm, cozy bed when we get to stay the night at her house and sleep with her. It was like the greatest joy, and all of the baking that she would do for us. And my grandmother was a lover of roses. She had them planted all around her house, everywhere. She wore rose water. I mean, she was this short, funny, charismatic lady who loved, loved, loved her children and her grandchildren. And she had many of them. She has many of them. So I just stood there looking at this twinkling light and feeling this overwhelming sense of my grandmother. And I asked for a sign. And it was the first time I'd asked, because I thought I was crazy for seeing these twinkling lights anyway. And I want to say I was probably about 23 years old. And I said, give me a sign. If it's really you, please show me it's you. And he almost immediately, I had this overwhelming sense of smell of roses. I could smell them everywhere, as if I'd put rose oil on my hands and rubbed it all over my face. It was so strong. And I mean, I didn't know what to do. I just became overwhelmed. And I stood up and I looked over this small half wall, looking onto my coworker next to me. And I said, "Do you smell that?" And she kind of looked, she's like, "Smell what?" And I said, "The roses. Did someone bring roses in to the office?" And she looks around. She's like, "No, no one has any roses." "Are you sure? Can you smell that? I smell roses. Do you smell them?" And she just shook her head. "No." This very matter-of-fact woman. Oh, God, she was so great. And I sat back down in my chair. And I knew it was her. I had tears rolling down my cheeks. I felt so stupid at work, crying in my little corner, looking out at the Seattle skyline in front of the window in front of me. And it was close to lunchtime, so I shut down my computer and I walked down to the Seattle Pike Place Market. So iconic, these places. And I bought the largest lavender rose I could find. And I brought it back and I just placed it on my desk. And after that, I've never seen my grandmother again. I haven't felt her or seen her around anyone, really. Every once in a while, I get little nudges. My family always wants to see if she's around. But that was our moment. And that was my big sign from her. I continued to see the sparkling lights around people for a while after that, until my father passed. But the message here in all of this, one, we get the most beautiful signs from our loved ones, but two, that spirit is really going to meet you where you're at. You know, a lot of people, they want to see right away, or they'll ask, how do I see? And I see, and I have from the beginning, mostly external from myself. I didn't see in my mind's eye in the beginning, and I think that's because I have to see it to believe it. I have to experience it to incorporate it into what I teach and what I believe. And if I haven't, I can't do that. I can't sit in front of a client and say, "Oh yeah, this is the way it is," if I haven't truly experienced it myself. Now when I do readings, I don't need to see externally all the time. I see what we say is in our mind's eye, my third eye. And that twinkling light, if you see it, take it as a sign from your loved ones and accept it. They want you to know that they're around and blessed. Thank you for listening. And as always, you can continue to support me on Anchor, where you can also find my other podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditations.